Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
The Monstrous Radio. I know you can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me, your new DJ, because I beat the old DJ up, E-Monster. Don't forget you can check more about me at emonster.com. That's www.emonsta.com. So, all right, it's Monstrous Monday. So, you know how we do. We play some of the new music submissions, people that got their fans that actually hit us up, request their music to be played on the air. So, hey, we're going to show homage to them tonight. If you've seen the stuff on my Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you know what I'm going to start it out with. If not, go to monstrousradio.com. Hit the link. It will link you up with me, and you can find out what's going on. You can find more about this lady right here. She goes by the name of Miss Danielle Baltimore. I call her Miss around here. What's good, Mama?
What's going down? What's going on? It is Monday.
Uh-huh.
Monstrous Monday. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, it is. See what everybody did for that special day that we call mm-hmm. Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear
somebody.
What Jay Daly do? That's what I want to know. What did Jay Daly do for Valentine's Day?
Somebody must have gave it to you good. Hold on now. Somebody must have gave it to you good because you calling in here.
We're going to talk about Valentine's. Wait, no. Let me get it right. We're going to talk about that day they call. And you did have a big ass pause. Valentine's Day.
Somebody must have broke you off. Are you slowing them out?
No.
What happened? Well, hold on. Don't tell me yet. We're going to get into the music, and we're going to come back. We're going to find out what Miss Shuka Shuka did for Valentine's Day.
The monster did, too. Right on.
I said, nobody wants to hear that shit. Nobody wants to hear that. So, hey, check it out. We're going to jump into some real hip-hop around here from a cat I opened up. I DJed for, as he did the opening host for all the artists and, you know, all that type of stuff we do at shows. Check it out, y'all. This is HB. You seen the promo on my Facebook page. This is Mr. Hitchcock. This is a Hitchhike Freestyle. Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On that kerosene, homie gots to push, got my hands in the game like a fucking octopus. Niggas respect my pimpin', niggas never diss this, cause I make my presence felt like blind kids on Christmas. A hustler, straight killer, I'm down for this cash, bruh. Breathing on this mic, nigga, like I got asthma. Kerosene and ethers leaking out my plasma, but I'm still a deacon, still preaching for this cash. Your mic skills is frivolous, my style is just a privilege. Peep the way I'm killing shit, the people start to feeling it. Tell me what the realest is, I know you feel them chills and shit. Definition of a hustler, what the realest. I'm on a race to the paper, I feel a nigga live wrong. It's not in my favor, real niggas don't live long. So I can't take it with me, I give strong. and prosper with them hustlers that live long. I'm too dope, too gangster, too real that can't stop it. And that's the real reason I never signed to the boppin'. Cause real niggas don't sell their soul to the Illuminati. We might check 1-2 and keep it real with everybody. I'm too dope, too gangster, too real, they can't stop it. And that's the real reason I never signed to the boppin'. Cause real niggas don't sell their soul to the Illuminati. We might check 1-2 and keep it real with everybody. And plus I'm hard to kill, I'll be fighting and shooting. You'll never find me there like Michael Jackson or Whitney Houston. Even though I got a problem with drugs and still use them. Still make a death jam like Russ and Rick Rubin. For the simple fact, I just know what I'm doing. So when you whack rappers diss me, I'll leave your career ruined. So fuck every rapper on Twitter with that fake talk. I chill and get higher than a spacewalk. I get money, they don't know about it. I'm low-key, it's the way I go about it. I dictate, narrate when I write shit. You hustle half fake, they indict shit. Scared like a bitch when they run in your house. And get you downtown, then you run in your mouth. You ain't a gangster no more when it's time that you have to give. You start running shit down like a laxative. Game ain't playing, the game's so real. So when the shit goes down, it goes downhill. I'm too dope, too real, too gangster, they can't stop it. And that's the real reason I never signed to the boppin'. Cause real niggas don't sell their souls to the Illuminati. We might check 1-2 and keep it real with everybody. Real niggas don't sell their soul to the Illuminati. We might check 1-2 and keep it real with everybody.
Monstrous Monday.
Hey. She said chilling on the block is like suicide. Some people come home, some people stay out, cause it's more money here than a 9-to-5. I ain't trying to say you wrong, I know you wanna look good in your mama eyes. Keep warm, you gon' fall off a bunch of cold shoulders. Don't let the bullshit have you traumatized. I know you wanna look good in your mama eyes. Don't ever get out of line, don't ever get out of line. Keep strong, gotta strategize. I know people that'll walk the line, but you just don't cross the line. I swear the talent ain't a habit, man. It's hey, magic, 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 recognition, getting speak through the vocals. Me and Knock in the stoop, cooking hits up with vocals. John straight from the islands, getting fit with the locals. Told them be yourself, homie, don't let no one control you. Be yourself, man, that shit is priceless. Choices get presented, then we get the sights. Posted by the ox like the 12 disciples. Weed so loud, you can smell the volume. Dreams never valid. She said chilling on the block is like suicide. Some people come home, some people stay out, cause it's more money here than a 9-to-5. Trying to say you wrong, I know you wanna look good in your mama eyes. Keep warm, you gon' fall off a bunch of cold shoulders. Don't let the bullshit have you traumatized. I know you wanna look good in your mama eyes. Don't ever get out of line, don't ever get out of line. Keep strong, gotta strategize. I know people that'll walk the line, you just don't cross the line. I swear the talent ain't a habit, man. It's hey, magic, 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 magic.
For this nigga Lawrence must be pulling up.
Once again, my cousin calling collect. But we chopped it up for a minute, had to show him respect. I heard the nigga in the back, yo, that's more than 15. He made the nigga grab the phone and apologize on the scene. No bullshit. I hope they up there making him eat. For a skinny nigga, I guess he holding weight when he sleeps. So my brother, he started laughing, man, you making me weak. It's more pussy niggas in jail than it is on the street.
She said chilling on the block is like suicide. Some people come home, some people stay out, cause it's more money here than a 9-to-5. I ain't trying to say you wrong, I know you wanna look good in your mama eyes. Keep warm, you gon' fall off a bunch of cold shoulders. Don't let the bullshit have you traumatized. I know you wanna look good in your mama eyes. Don't ever get out of line, don't ever get out of line. Keep strong, gotta strategize. I know people that'll walk the line, but you just don't cross the line. I swear the talent ain't a habit, man. It's hey, magic, 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 magic.
What it do? Thanks, Blaze. All right, we're going to keep it moving. New submissions. These are the people who got their friends and family to vote for them and get us to spin their music on here. You want to hear more of it? Send us an email or go over to our chat room that's open right now on Blog Talk. Find our links to our Facebook and let us know. You want to hear more from them. You can go in our group, like their videos when they post it. Do what you do, or we ain't going to spin them. It is what it is, unless you're going to sponsor them personally. We'll tell you how to do that in just a bit. We're going to get into Miss Tanya on Baltimore's and who's fucking who and who's getting fat in a bit. But for now, this is Timmy Niles. It's called Nobody But Me, new upcomer music. Ooh, what?
Take a loss. If it's not about no money, I ain't got no time to talk. certified, I'm a motherfucking boss. I don't see nobody but me.
Yeah, that's what it do. So, hey, don't forget, you can call us up here in just a little bit. I kind of fucked up on that mix. My bad, Sty Young, Baltimore. But, hey, you can hit us up in here just a little bit. 424-243-9649. Can you tell us a little bit, just a little insight, just some of the topics we might be talking about tonight on who's fucking who and who's getting fat?
Yeah, just a little bit. I give you a little taste. Somebody calls Kim Kardashian a whore. So when we come back, when we do the who's fucking who and who's getting fat, we're going to find out who done did that. Who done called that girl a whore? Now, y'all know better than that. Y'all believe that damn girl alone. They be on it. I'm just saying.
Well, we're going to have to limit it down because that's probably a lot of people. I'm just saying, rock with the show. Don't think we got only hip-hop. Yes, we got some R&B, too. Check it out. This is Fifth Harmony with Tiger. It's called Like Mariah. Ooh-wee. I bought this at the club on Valentine's Day.
Wanna try it, buy it. You wanna ride with the hottest in the city. Set your heart on fire. Yeah, I do it. Ain't nothing to it if you with it. I know she with it, so come and do it. Got that pretty. You're so sedity like Aaliyah, Mariah Carey. You stay winning. Top down riding, I'm Big Papa. She love when I fly it. Lambo pilot, hop inside it. Sit on my lap, angel body. I'm a king, need a goddess. Gotta love it.
Oh, wow.
Wash.
By request, monstrousradio.com. Let us know what you want to hear.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
Montana.
Take a phone and the ID. Can't post me on IG. Know them thoughts, they be creeping. Try to catch a selfie while I'm sleeping. Go too far, you need a passport. See them shots coming, got a glass court. Thoughts, try to camcord. That's a long shot, I'm shooting from half court.
Soon as some bottles start coming out, she come running to my couch. She'll leave your ass, never trust a big button. Creeping to another couch. She'll leave your ass. Never trust a big butt and a smile. I thought it's a girl that look for bottles. As soon as she come in the club, you can find her by table, flirting with the ballers, trying to go for a cup. Crazy boy started bad as fuck, doing squats all day, working on the butt. She know that'll make a nigga go nuts, but that's what she want. She ain't trying to pay for anything, if anything. She trying to get a wedding ring, but me and my niggas think no cuffing, no nothing. And her favorite thing to hear do say, you might get a pair of nice shoes and a bag. Money ain't nothing, baby, I'll spend it fast on you. Baby, I'll spend it fast on you. When I found out that you can't trust her, soon as some bottles start coming out, she come running to my couch. She'll leave your ass, never trust a big butt and a smile. You can't trust her. Soon as the liquor start running out, she'll be creeping to another couch. She'll leave your ass, never trust a big butt and a smile. I thought it's a girl that look for sparkles. As soon as she come in the club, you can spot her by the bar. Did you see them lights? Did she coming on over here with us? Ain't no shame in her game. She bring her friends too, and they be tryna act like they not with her. They be drinking too. She ain't tryna pay for anything, if anything. She tryna get a wedding ring, but me and my niggas think no cuffing, no nothing. And her favorite thing to hear do say, you might get a pair of nice shoes and a bag. Money ain't nothing, baby, I'll spend it fast on you. Baby, I'll spend it fast on you. When I found out that you can't trust her, soon as some bottles start coming out, come running to my couch. She'll leave your ass. Never trust a big butt and a smile. You can't trust her. Soon as the liquor start running out, she'll be creeping to another couch. She'll leave your ass. Never trust a big butt and a smile.
Need nice shoes in the bag. Need a dope boy with a bag. Thoughts be like, got the best pussy and the best head. Need my boobs and my ass dick. Thoughts be like, I know you got smoke and some drink. Tonight I'm going hard in the paint. Thoughts be like, if he love me like he said he did, he'll move me where he said he lived.
Can't trust her. Soon as some bottles start coming out, she come running to my car. She'll leave your ass. Never trust a big butt and a smile.
New R&B, Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Monday, E-Monster, Stallion Baltimore. If you rockin' with us.
This my new shoe. I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways. Three ways, seven different formats. Plus she's no oblate, but I make that bark bark with some cheesecake. Yeah. I'm the coldest nigga I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it, I'ma eat it. I don't lie, hold my dick too conceited. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo. I'ma take her out of town, she bring her friend around, I'm both like, hey,
I'm in the rose, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just have me worried about money. Decision making, only worried about stunning. She worried about me, her nigga worried about cussing. I wanna see her body, body. Then she said, get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby. Yeah. Just bring the animal right out of me. We love it, she love it. Especially when I go down on her. Now we fucking, she thuggin', getting loud.
Cause we poppin' like, hey, yo. All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo. I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, so I'm both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie arrow, got the roof at home. We poppin' like, hey, yo. Hey, we poppin' like, hey, yo. But y'all like,
now I can spot your from a mile away. Valentine and that be, it's a holiday. You losing money, y'all win meals. Dr. J, she gon' follow my lead. Simon says, paper, paper, I'm riding scrapers in California. Car smell like ammonia, we got that stank on us. Never been an outcast, that stank on ya. From the ghetto, but my like Apollonia. We in the hood, tatted like a Mexican. Car too fast, give a fuck about pedestrians. And my section left me, more lesbians. Got your beer, something new.
Yeah, we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yeah. I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, so I'm both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie arrow, got the roof at home. We vibin' like, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey. But don't be actin' like I need you.
Yeah, it's that flash.
Okay.
King Stone.
Yeah.
Drop top.
It's about that time. No. I'm making them calls. 424-243-9619. E-Monster. Miss Baltimore. Miss Stallion Baltimore. Look, I'll be going too fast. I'm getting on, man. I'm just sticking to shicka, 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 shicka. What is good, mama?
What's up? What's up? Y'all ready for, are you ready for the who's fucking who and who's getting fat? Is it that time? Oh, no, no. We got two minutes. What we going to talk about for 2 minutes? What we're going to talk about for 2 minutes?
Is what? 2 minutes. Well, Go ahead.
If we got to do what? If we got to do what, Monsters Ball? You was going to say that. Well, if we got to do, I'll just say it. It was 2 minutes.
Oh.
So, you know, it's good to be on time. It's good to be on time. So, for the 2 minutes that we have, what did you do? How was your Valentine's Day?
Okay. My Valentine's Day was great.
Okay.
It was great. I got the best dreams I could get. I got paid. I DJed. We had a hell of a party. We got it in. I passed out mad shit for Monsters Radio. Everybody there at that club knows who we are. I spun some of the hottest shit, set with some music they ain't never, ever heard before, and they was juking to it. I played some indie artists. I played, like, Shine Lyric. I actually played some Black Ops. I played Hello.
Oh,
they was feeling
hello.
That. You dig? They was feeling
hello.
That. So, you know, when I spin, not only do I play hot mixes, the hottest new music, but I also put in some independent artists at the same time. I play some Dub Nietzsche, a track that I produced. I'm going to spin that coming up in just a little bit called Sexton. You dig? My verse will be dropped between tonight and tomorrow. So it'll be out for release and to be bought. Should be by next week. You dig? All we got to do is wrap up the promo, start on the video. They already asking for it.
Okay. Look at all these monsters making big moves in the world. That's what we do on Monsters Radio.
And I don't know nothing but. You dig? If it ain't monsters, I'm not fucking with it. You feel me? Oh, it gets emotional
right
here.
I don't get my background music. Where my background music at? Where is my who fucking who and who's getting fat music? That's what I want to know. You don't got
that? Ain't that a bitch. All right. Hold on. Let's get her.
Okay.
Entertainment music. Can you hear it?
All right. Now for Stallion Baltimore, who's fucking who and who's getting that entertainment news for that ass? Here we go. Actually, Kim Kardashian was called a whore by Amber Rose. And the reason being is because apparently Khloe Kardashian had something to say about Amber Rose. Because Amber Rose is really upset that the 17-year-old, the youngest sister of the Kardashians, is dating, what is it, Tiger? It's Tiger, right? It's Tiger.
Yep.
T-Y-R, it's Tiger. All right. It's dating Tiger, which is Amber Rose's best friend. So apparently when Amber Rose was talking about the whole situation, Khloe Kardashian came back to defend her sister, the youngest one. What is that little girl's name? I'm going to get that for you in just a minute. The name of her is Kylie. Kylie.
There you go.
Kylie Kardashian. Okay. But anyway, Khloe came back to defend her 17-year-old sister because Amber Rose went on to say, I'll be that little whore to support my family like your older sister is a whore to support her. Right. So you're talking about, Ann, how can you call me a stripper and your sister has sex tapes out? Oh, okay. All right. But she's just pretty upset because she basically says that Tiger left his family. You know, he left his wife, which is China. He left China Black, left his wife and his child, and now he's dating a 17-year-old.
And ain't that girl who's tweeting? That girl that's tweeting, they best friends. They BFFs, ain't they?
Right. They're BFFs. Yeah. So if you want to see that, you can go
right
see
die,
you
want
to see. Right. And if you want to look at that, you can go on to monstersradio.com and it will be posted up. Also, what we got in the news is, you know, Bruce Jenner. You know, it's just a Kardashian day today. You know? Bruce Jenner is saying that he has known that he wanted to be a woman since he was age 5.
Lord.
So my thing is, you got all these kids, but he's not one time said he was gay. Not one time has he said he was gay or that he wanted.
Well, when you're dressing like that and the shit we seen him wearing, he ain't got to say a damn thing. You didn't. I seen him dressed up. I'd be like, that's not fashion. That's women's clothes. I mean, if he's comfortable with it, hey, do what you do, Bruce. You dig? If you get into problems, you got the legs to run away. I'm just saying, hello.
Right.
But,
you know,
you ain't got to say it, bro. I already know.
He didn't say that he was, but he said. But they're saying also what they're saying. It is. They had some doctors that was on the show. And they had some doctors get on there, and the doctors were saying once he starts this transformation, I guess in his mind, he will become gay. He will become to where he likes men instead of women. I mean, who decides that they are not? You're not. You're saying you're not gay, but you want to be a woman. Where does that happen at? Where do they do that at?
I'll tell you like this. For real. That was some type of fixed-up doctor to try to come through with some psychology shit that's super cool, some illiterate motherfuckers. I'm too literate to understand that he talking about when he started wearing some clothes for a while. After a while, his conditioning will cause his mind to think he's gay. No, that motherfucker was gay when he put them clothes on. Let's keep it 100. From the hood therapist himself, check me out Thursday night, Urban Therapy, Comic Cafe. But I'm going to keep it real with you. If they think I'm lying, go to monstersradio.com. Go to the Fuck You page. There's a PayPal button. And once they push it, we both get $30. Hello! That's some bullshit. You can't trick me. Not tonight.
My bad. My bad.
Also,
but, hey.
You can, one more thing. Did you know that Drake is coming out with a new CD, and it should, you know, a new CD, and they talking about it is hot. It's hot. There's like, I think, 15, it's a mixtape, 15 to 15 songs on there. He's just going hard on everybody, and they're just saying it's hot. And not one time is he mentioned, damn, I can't get shit out today. I cannot.
Cash Money?
Not one time has he mentioned Cash Money in any of, you know what I'm saying?
Boy, you got it good over the weekend.
So much water.
Yeah, okay.
No,
we
got to
hear a story about
water.
Your Valentine. Just a bit. We're going to hear about your Valentine. We sure is. Okay.
Well, I guess
some more entertainment news. This right here goes out to all you ladies that are in the entertainment industry. You better watch yourself and what you say. Especially if you're from Texas. Hello, Miss Stallion in Baltimore. Pay attention. It says Iggy Azalea, doctor's heart to heart with singer, says she's married. Hold on a minute, Stallion. I'm going to put you on mute just for a hot second. Hold on. I'm going to tell you because I'm getting feedback. All right, there we go. Sounds a little better. Once I get done with it, I'm going to open it back up for you and let you comment. Okay, here we go. Is that Iggy Azalea? Hold on, where's my motherfucking music? Hold up, what's up? Where's my mother? There we go. my bad. Iggy Azalea took her ex to a medical clinic when they were still together and told the doctor he was her husband. So claims the doctor. And now the ex is using that as representation to get at her fortune. P-P-S-A, whatever the fuck his name is, H-E-F-E, I don't know why these motherfuckers come up with these funny-ass names. His last name is Wine. Oh, look, ain't this a bitch? A.K.A. Maurice Williams. Filed a declaration from a doctor in their divorce in which the doc says in 2008 he saw Iggy and homeboy in his clinic that says they left an impression on him because she was a white Australian female and he was a taller black man. The doctor also says Iggy introduced Hefe as her husband. It's significant because Iggy and Hefe Hefe were together from 2008 until last year. Then under Texas law, pay attention, Texas law, a man and a woman who live together for any length of time are considered legally married if they agree to be married and hold themselves out as a husband and wife. The consequences are significant. Because Hefe Hefe wants a piece, presumably half of all of the songs she wrote while they were together, while they're still fighting in court, if Hefe or Hefe isn't allowed to release any of her old music. So damn, all you rap ladies out there, you living with a cat, y'all walk around talking about that's my boo-boo, that's my baby. Okay, he's going to be half to your payday if your ass live in Texas. Have you heard of this law? What the fuck?
Yes, I do. I do know that law.
Even your dog said that's a bullshit law. That's a bullshit law.
Yeah.
So what you heard about it, the law itself?
The law, I mean, it's called common law marriage here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you live with someone for a certain amount of time, I believe it's 6 months or something like 6 months or seven. It's either 6 months or 6 weeks, somewhere up in that area. But you are legally common law married, and you can get half. Everything's just like being in a real marriage. You can actually go downtown and get a common law, like a certificate, like a marriage license here in Texas. So
what?
Yeah, that's how they do it here in Texas.
Well,
so I can believe that. Yeah.
So you said if y'all dating for like 6 months or 6 weeks, y'all comment, I'm not dating nobody in Texas. Fuck that shit. Hell no. It's going to fuck up the premium on my insurance. I'm dating a chick 7 weeks. They talking about he committed suicide. I ain't commit shit. this bitch is crazy. Come get her ass. I'm finna go to a psychic. We finna be like, what was that movie? The Whoopi Goldberg called Ghost. I'm gonna be at Scallion Baltimore like Ghost in that bitch. And I'm gonna cook some greens and cornbread. She gonna come home, what the fuck? Yep. Get possessed and see my monkey ass in the and kicked up and shit in the kitchen. But damn, sit with.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's how it is, huh? Woo. Yep. That's Yeah, 6 weeks.
Dang,
to
I
six just months.
Hell no.
But as soon as
you can be together. Go ahead.
Like I can call the police on you. You can be acting a fool, and I can call the police. As long as your shit is in my house, I cannot put you out. If your shit has been in my house over 24 okay. hours, I cannot put you out.
Oh hell no. Oh hell no. Hell, see that shit when you meet somebody at the bar, they so drunk they leave shit at your house. 2 days later they showing up with the police, talking about I live here. Oh hell no. No loving in Texas. All my exes ain't gonna be from Texas. No motherfucker. Oh no. Oh no, we got the thing in Minnesota. Well, but they gotta be living at your they gotta have a whole bunch of shit at your house for a significant amount of time. Like 30 days. You dig? We don't got that common right. law shit. Hell no. It's too cold out here for a common law. You dig? No,
what's
no. Because motherfuckers be hooked up in the wintertime. It's too cold. No. Come out of spring, be married.
My thing is,
no.
My thing is, even 30 days, that's too motherfucking short for you to feel like you live with me. Shit. You don't live
right,
with me.
Right.
I don't care if you come over to this motherfucker every motherfucking day. You don't live with me. We are not in a committed relationship. You can have two boys here. You can have two or three sets of clothes, nigga. You did not live here. There's a quarter going my little tank.
Right.
You don't.
What the fuck is going on? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know. But check it out. I'm going to play one song. Then we're going to come back and we're going to open up the line. I think I see Jay Dirty over there. We got somebody from the 612. Let's see. What am I going to play getting up out of here? Matter of fact, let's see, should I play this Mike Del Call or should I play some Juice G first? We're going to get into the R&B first. This is Mike Del Call. After this, we got some Juice G, y'all, a brand new track. Matter of fact, let me go check his page and see if the people requested it. If you ain't requested it and you a Juice G fan, you got about 3.5 minutes to make it happen. Let's go. Mike Del Call, Lost Without You. I tell you this, Stallion Baltimore, you're going to be lost trying to come to my house. You need a wrong address. Leave shit at my house for the night. Fuck that shit.
I'm bringing all my bags.
Stallion Baltimore, Minneapolis, Dallas.
We had hard time dancing. Wasn't always the greatest. But do it all no matter what, girl. You'll always be my baby. How can I be a man if I neglect you like I do? Had my chance to treat you right, now I'm lost without you. I lost my love, I lost my woman, and I lost my mind. But I wouldn't give you another chance to make it right this time. I gotta try to win you back, I gotta live no love without you. What you mean to me? It took some time. Please don't leave. I made mistakes. The time to see. I lost my way. But so did you. I'm innocent of a lot of things. I'm guilty of loving you.
My love is my woman. And I lost my mind.
Lost my mind.
But I wouldn't give you another chance to make it right this time.
Be enough.
reason why. Maybe I didn't really give it a try. Maybe I never thought that you and I were meant to be.
Girl, it's clear.
R&B Mike Dekel. Up next, I got some Jewel D. Big shout out to Baby Cakes in Florida. Thanks for tuning in, Mama. This is called For Me featuring Louis P. Ooh, we Monstrous Radio. We open the lines right after this. 424-243-9649er. Monstrous Radio.
When the night comes down and the sun goes, it stays down.
Stay down.
The boss from under my bed calls, it stays round. Being violent,
yeah.
All of my heads talking all this shit.
Yeah.
3 shots and puffing all this.
Okay.
Top of the drama, I'm leaving
so
in the closet.
Down,
for
down,
me, for me.
Yeah.
Down, for
down,
me,
down,
for me.
Yeah.
Down, for down, me, for me.
Juice, let it go.
Somebody better slow me down.
Yeah.
I'm off the chain, boy. I'm going buck wild. The whole squad's about to
turn up.
And everybody's smoking that loud.
Yeah.
I'm fresh off the clock and I'm feeling like Jock. And I'm telling you, niggas, it's
going down.
Patron in my cup with a bunch of bad bitches. Combination for niggas, I'm going wild.
Dang.
I love this shit. No matter what you say, motherfucker, I'ma make it work. So catch a nigga heading to the bar, riding on the 2 wheels from him, nigga, better spread the word. Popping bottles all night, taking shots to the head, fit that usher in my chest, gotta let it burn. My mama always said that I need to slow down with this alcohol shit, guess I never learned. Tonight, I'ma set it off right. I'ma conduct the nigga, now watch me orchestrate. The way I move the whole damn crowd's like I got him in a trance, you know, the hocus pocus state. Let's work some, shawty, let me see you work. She put it on me like, bam, make the table jerk. Got my hands on her thigh, easing up a skirt. No panties on, shawty, wanna get this work. The way I'm feeling, I'm ready to get up in it. So sorry, no pun intended when I tell you that I'm going berserk. How I feel is that first impression is everything. So ain't no slacking when I'm in it. Pussy getting murdered. Bang, 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 bang. Make the pussy trip. Check the juices out of mama. Did a nigga dip. Tonight is still young. I'ma hit the strip. The definition of a boss. Boo, don't trip.
When the night comes down and the sun goes, it stays down.
Stay down.
The boss up from under my bed calls, it stays round. Being violent,
yeah.
All of my head sucking on this shit.
Yeah.
3 shots and puffing on this.
Yeah. Okay.
Top of the drama, I'm living
so
in the bottom of this.
Down,
for me, for me.
Yeah.
Down, for me, for me.
Yeah.
Down, for me, for me.
Verse 2. You niggas better slow me down.
Yeah.
I'm light years ahead of your hoes right now.
Okay.
Crush your motherfuckers on sight like wow.
I see.
You can stay jumping with that juicy sound.
Yeah.
I feel a nigga got the right to be cocked.
Got that right.
Off top, can't nobody hear stop me.
Uh-uh.
Sometimes it pays to have a hard head when the world throws blows.
I'm rocking. Wow.
I see you niggas didn't pick it up. I mean, I got a strong mind for the BS, bruh. Cause you can never keep a good man down. That's a fact. What you think we got the world on our souls for?
Yeah.
And at the same time, still living
still
up.
Living
and
up.
Liquor on deck, gotta drink it
drink
up.
It up.
My intuition is pointing me to the bitches, bruh. The endless possibilities are turning up.
Yeah.
I'm on my worst behavior.
Worst behavior.
Cause hell nah, motherfuckers never loved us. Starting March 5th in the middle with a dance club. Like we on a mission from tearing the club up. It's like a nigga stay charged like a battery.
Like a battery.
The way I'm feeling right now, think you can handle me.
Uh-huh.
I done took way too many shots to become. Turning down's not a motherfucking option.
Turn up.
Some niggas will never learn to be civilized. That's why they acting like bitches, giving them evil eyes. Hating on the next nigga getting paper
rides.
That's the kind of shit that kill a motherfucking vibe.
Yeah.
But enough of that shit. It is what it is. Let it be what it be.
Let it be.
Now put your damn drinks in the air.
Put it on.
And just turn up for me.
Turn up.
When the night comes down and the sun goes, it stays down. The boss from under my bed calls, it stays round. Being violent. All of my head sucking on this shit. 3 shots still puffing on this. Top of the drama, I'm leaving in the bottom of this.
Turn up for me.
Turn up for me.
Turn up.
Let go.
Turn up for the nigga.
Turn up.
Burn up for the nigga.
Burn up.
Pour up with a nigga.
Pour up.
I got juices, y'all got some nigga. Cause my nigga loves drinking. Nigga, fuck what you thinking, you got it wrong, player. I treat my alcohol like women. I just take her, I do not chase her. And we turned up to the max. No end in the line, niggas come to the back. Bottles on bottles, they sustain, just a wrap. 10 times in the club and they all on my lap. Smoking out loud so I know they can hear it. Niggas hanging, I be like a girl's good dog. I had her coming like here, bitch. And we drinking like fish. Smoking like a hippie, them cops looking for a nigga, they can't get me.
Nah.
And for my brother DJ, I know that it's not, you'll be out in a jiffy. Till then, I'ma get rich, I'ma die trying like 50. And for now, I'ma take a shot for ya. Oh, I think I just went over my limit, is that a blunt? Let me hit it, I'm a nigga hesitant. Cocaine in my brain, man, I'm telling she ain't winning. And we grinning at women, their boyfriends stripping, and we pull up after the club, like baby, get it. And we brought it back to the crib, no lying, no kidding. When I tell you that the pussy so vicious. No lying, no kidding. When I tell you that the pussy so vicious.
Bitches.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down. The boss up from under my bed calls to stay round. Being violent. All of my head sucking all this shit. 3 shots been puffing all this. Topic of the drama, I'ma leave it in the bottom.
Time
for me, for me.
Yeah. That's it, yeah, no juice, G.
I like that. I like that.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, people, hey, get your music on. Get a sponsor or hit us up. Get your like on. We'll tell you how to get your music spin down here. You can either do Sweat Equity or, like I said, you can get a sponsorship. Hey, Sweat Equity means all you got to do is promote the show and get your friends and family and your fans to actually like your stuff. Share your pics, telling them to listen to Monsters Radio, either the live show or the .com. You dig? So, hey, make it happen. We're going to check in and see what Miss Stallion Baltimore did for Valentine's Day. I do have some more artists up to play coming up, like Stax McCain. I still got Dub Nietzsche coming up. But we're going to see what she did for Valentine's Day, and then we're going to check in with the line and see who all we got out here and what else they did. Or they want to talk about the entertainment news, because, that was some real who's fucking who and who's getting fat. I'm talking about seventh grade edition playoff. So what did you do? Shooka, shooka. For Valentine's Day.
Hello. For Valentine's Day, I went to a volleyball tournament, a basketball practice, and then after that I came home and I turned on TNT so that I could watch the All-Star game. I had a glass of wine and had me some water. Lots of water.
She gave us, the edited version. That still sounds like a player-player type day. I mean, listen to what you said. That's a player-player. That's a single-player type day. She said, I went to the volleyball game. You know there's going to be some single parents at the volleyball game, volleyball dad, you dig? Volleyball mom. I'm just saying, that's a player event. I'm just saying. Then she said, I went to the basketball game, and with your big, tall, sexy, shooka, looking ass, that's another player event by itself. We could make a show about it. And then she watched the All-Star game. We know why y'all ladies watch the All-Star game. There's some big-ass men running up and down there. Y'all trying to say who's short got the biggest bounce to it. Y'all don't give a fuck about the game. Fuck the three-point and all that other shit. Y'all ain't fooling me.
I watch all of the events that go on. Mm-hmm. I bet you did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, that's how you think. Mm-hmm. That's why you watch
it. Is what it is. So, dude, because them bouncing titties and Serena fine as hell. We're going to check with some callers for Stallion to start a fight. Got me over here thinking about the Serena sisters or the Williams sisters. It is what it is. Let's check in with Jay Dirty. You know, y'all, Mr. I got some malt liquor on the porch, and I'm like Billy D. Williams waiting for the bull to jump through a wall. Georgia, how you feeling? Hello.
What's happening with you, brother?
What's good, bro?
See, it's still breathing, man, so I'm good.
shit, that's cool. I hope you meant that in the lightest way. You did?
I did.
Sometimes people say shit. Okay, cool. Glad you had a cool weekend. I know you don't like to talk to who fucking who and who's getting fat, because you'll tell me in a heartbeat that's none of your motherfucking business. Did you do something for Valentine's Day?
I ain't do nothing out of the ordinary, just pulled up and minded my business, you hear me? There, I do that every day. Even if I had a broad, I do the same thing.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. You did. Sometimes you got to spend some time by yourself. See, I love me some me, too.
I always do that. That's my time to reflect on me, brother. I love doing that. That's how I reflect on myself and get better, you hear me? Yeah, I love it.
I got
Dolo tatted on my arm, pimp. I mean, I live like that. I love it, man. I love it, pimp. Yeah.
And that is the Jenny Burton moment of the day.
I'm gonna let Miss Stallion in Baltimore say hello. Because always over the weekend when we talk about what are we gonna do for the show, she'd be like, I can't wait to hear what Jay Dirty gonna say this week. So I let her go. Say hi, you know, how we always had that man-to-man moment.
Yeah, y'all act like I'm not even here. You know, my bottom lip is poked out.
That's my dog.
At the moment. What is going on? What is up, Jay Dirty?
Yeah, like I said before, baby, I'm still breathing, so I'm good right now. You hear me? I'm good. I'm just pulling up right now, you know, standing myself, man, reflecting, trying to call in and show a little support, you hear me? Because y'all fuck with me, I fuck with y'all, that type of thing, you hear me? You know, fuck other people's business, fuck the who getting fed, in my opinion, man. But y'all already know how I do. I ain't trying to piss nobody off. I'm just being me. You know what I mean? If you love it, you love it. If you don't, I don't care. You hear me? Just get it,
real
man.
Talk,
yeah,
right
Monsters on. Radio in this biz, man. Yeah.
And, hey, I just got to put out here right quick. If you're listening on your computer right now, you got 60 seconds to hurry up and call in the number 424-243-9649 if you want to talk. If not, about 8:40 on the East Coast, you can run back to archive and find out what we finished saying and listen to this other music I'm about to spin here in just a moment. So you got like 30 seconds now. Hurry up. 424-243-9649.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, brother. My bad, though. On the real, though, bro, I just want to tell y'all, man, I appreciate y'all playing my music and stuff like that, bro. Mean a lot to me. I appreciate it. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't play my shit. My shit make them feel some kind of way, though. But I appreciate y'all fucking with it, you hear me? I love that, man. I love it. You know what I mean? Appreciate it.
Well, I tell you like this, bro. I so appreciate it that you appreciate it. I know this sounds like one of them motherfucking commercials. But what I like about your music, all music is not bouncy around talking about clubbing and drinking. That's what's wrong with the game today. Y'all ain't just youngest out here. Don't you mad with me. They ain't got no balance. There's no balance.
Yeah, hey, but you know what's funny about that, though, bro? You know what's funny about that, though? Bro, I really,
Hold on, hold on. Dirty, let me finish.
I got you.
But your music is real life shit. You know what I mean? Real life from the heart type stuff. Stuff I may be going through or may have. So I can relate to that. You know what I mean? That's in the whip music, what I call it. And there should be that balance. But go ahead, bro. What you going to say?
Right, you know what that mean, though, right? If you fuck with my music, bro, you know what that mean. You guaranteed fucked up in the head, brother. Like, you guaranteed that. So you just classified yourself as a fucked up individual, and I love that you could be real like that. Anybody that listen to my music and love it, they fucked up individuals, bro, because I'm a fucked up individual. I make fucked up individual music, you hear me? So if you listen to me, you's a fucked up individual, bro. You just joined the family. So I love that. Yeah, at least you honest, you hear me? Yeah, I love that.
Right. Or as the OG say, we want to say fucked up individual. We'll say we done been through some shit. You did.
Yeah, we can candy coat it like that. Yeah.
If I got my mind right. But yeah, bro. So yeah, I definitely appreciate that. You know, I salute. I always spend your shit for real.
I heard about the Valentine's Day thing and all that shit, bro. You know, I heard Stallion talking about what she did for Valentine's Day and all that. Well, you were solo for Valentine's Day or what?
Yeah, I was solo. You know, I'm single dolo. I don't
Hey, you know, I don't call it being single though. I don't call it being single. I just call it motherfuckers ain't caught my attention yet. You hear me?
Right the fuck on. Hey, if I could give you a high five here at the moment, I would give it. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna give you a five.
I don't know where your hands been. No, I'm playing.
You heard that ding in your ear. Look, we got on Monsters Radio. Hello, Monsters Monday.
Hey, what's cracking, man? It's the boy Juice G, man. What's cracking, everybody?
Juice G, what's good, bro? Ooh, I'm so glad I spun some of your music. What's good, Monsters Monday? How was your Valentine's Day, bro?
Man, my Valentine's Day, dude, I was in the shot. I was in Chicago trying to get that one shot shit popping, man. So my Valentine's Day was like, I was on the grind. I ain't even spending time with the lady, man. You know that competition I was telling you about?
Oh, I thought you was on some freak elite one date night type shit. My bad, I didn't know. Okay, that's a one shot's an event, y'all. Don't be thinking like me. But how'd it go though, bro? You still didn't get to spend time with the lady.
Yeah, man. I mean, it didn't go the way I was hoping that it went though. But you know what I'm saying. I think I got a little point across out there. But you know what I'm saying. It is what it is, man. Just keep pushing, man. Because when they come back, I'm coming back swinging.
Right. Well, if nothing else, as long as you planted your seed, and I know if you plant it, it's gonna grow and blossom into something else. You good with that? You know what I mean? Because I keep it real. There's a bit I went to, was in the contest. I could have took third, but I didn't speak up. But you know, sometimes you don't come home with what you expect. But in reality, right, as long as you did, like I said, planted your seed, you're good. Reason why? A lot of times with these competitions, when you come from another city, they want to give it back to their city. You dig? At the same time, it's still great exposure. At the end of the day, people in the shot know who the fuck you is now. They going home, that dude Juice G. I'm pretty sure they chanting some of your songs, singing it in their head. You know what I mean? But, get discouraged by that, bro.
Never discouraged, man. If you was there and seen the event that happened, man, fam, it was like over 4,000 people out there trying to get their shit off, you know what I'm saying? And for some odd reason, I don't know if it was like a personal vendetta that Chicago or any other city got against Minnesota, but if the minute you mentioned that you're from Minnesota, everybody's at your ass. I ain't understand that. Yep. So it was like we was having ciphers and shit in that long ass cold ass line. Fam, we was in the cold. I mean, frozen, frostbite like a motherfucker. Yes, it was going down. So we in the line and shit, you know what I'm saying? And we having like little ciphers and shit, and for some odd reason, they be like, you know what I'm saying, trying to figure out what city you from. So before the cipher began, they be like, "Where city y'all from?" And the minute, you know, you get a bunch of Chicago, Detroit, East St. Louis, St. Louis, we got one, some dudes say Ben Harvey, Michigan, and then as soon as it came to me, and I said, I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Whoop. Oh, okay. instead of it being a cipher, it turned into like a 6-on-1 battle.
Right.
So I'm up here battling against different cities and shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it pushed my skills to the limit because I wasn't expecting that. I was just thinking of a cipher, but they were bashing me. That was bashing me, man. That was hitting me with whammies.
You know why?
That was
slapping, bro.
What's that?
Minnesota artists are respected for spitting flows. Also with Chicago. Right now, out there on the road, bro, I'm talking about East Coast, down south, wherever, we're battling for that situation. A lot of artists here in Minnesota don't recognize that. That's what they be out of that. Don't fuck that. You better look at the motherfucking demographics on all the artists and how we get it in. We're up here at the top right now, and we're battling for the top. I'll tell you, bro, I did a show in the Bronx. I did the same thing. But I'm going to keep it 100. I got my ass handed to me, bro. But everybody, as soon as I was like, I'm from Minneapolis, St. Paul, boom, 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 everybody turning. They were talking to me, like you said before, it was just a cypher. But soon as I said that, they went hammer. Good thing I had my other dude. He's actually from, I believe, South Carolina. Mike flows with me. He held the camp down. He did and got us back in there. But, yeah, I caught my ass. But that's why, bro, we're respected like that. So once they start saying they dominated us, they thinking like they took down the biggest dude in New York. To them, we like Jay-Z them. For real, for real. Why you think I ever come at the Chicago artist?
Yes.
Keep all them. We at the top, bro. You got to knock us down.
Man.
Real talk.
Man, it was crazy. I'm telling you, I mean, all bullshit aside, I'm not even I don't like battling. That's never my cup of tea. I'm just, you know what I'm saying, I like making good music. And
right.
They basically pulled it out of me. They pulled the battle session out of me. So this dude, and only, you know, I ain't gonna bash Chicago because Chi-Town, I fuck with Chi-Town, but it was this one cat from Chicago was one of the people that was getting at me. And so I had a few people, you know what I'm saying, give me whammies and stuff, but that dude, he wasn't bringing it. So and every time I said something to him, I had the whole crowd going crazy. I was giving him the business. And it went from him trying to battle me to actually trying to fight me.
Oh.
I'm like, come on, Cole, I'm like, come on, bro. It ain't even that serious. He was like, man, he was like, I don't fuck with out of town. I don't fuck with out of town. I said, if you don't fuck with out of town, you might as well swing on everybody that's in this damn circle right now. Because you're talking to you got a lot of other ethnics around you, dog. What you mean? You know what I'm saying? He got real stupid. He got real stupid for no reason. But everybody from the shot wasn't vibing with what he was doing. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He ended up getting pushed all the way to the back. So I'm like, man, that's part of the reason why I don't like battling. Because a lot of niggas, you know what I'm saying, y'all skin is too thin for me.
Right. That's why I was going to throw some events. People, they wanted to do battle stuff, and I told them, no, bro, we got to do cyphers. We can't do the battle because that's how it turns out. And see, I believe the people from the shot push them to the back because they don't want that representing them. You know what I mean? Real players do real shit. If you get your respect, you earned it, you deserve it. We glad to have you in our city. You dig? That's probably why they push his ass to the back because, yeah, there's a lot of real artists out there and real cats in Chi-Town that really get it in and really represent the artistry. But I, we gonna turn this into a soggy session, not on a Monday. But anything else you wanna put out there, bro? I gotta get to these tracks. I got some stuff to do. Everybody else, I'm pretty sure y'all got stuff to do. So I'm gonna spin these tracks before I get up out of here. But anything else you wanna add, something about where to find your album at?
Shit, you can find my album on iTunes, man. It's called Do I Have Your Attention? You can find it on iTunes, you can find it on Google Play, Amazon. You can definitely get the shit off of Monsters Radio. If he got it linked up on his page, you can scoop it off that motherfucker if you want to. Other than that, man, shout out to everybody on the strip right now, man. Shout out to One Shot, you know what I'm saying, for giving me the opportunity to do what I do, man. I kicked it with Crooked Eye and all them motherfuckers, man. Big T, he's a Chi-Town legend when it came to battling. He was there, so you know what I'm saying. I keep doing all of them. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Stallion Baltimore and my man's over there from the ATL. I forgot his name, but you know what I'm saying? He always keep it 100 whenever he's on there, man. But shout out to everybody. Last but not least, shout out to the man upstairs for allowing us to do what we do. You feel me?
Amen.
Hey, and that's Jay Dirty. He's sending a shout out to from Georgia. What's up, Jay Dirty? You got some shout out?
Man, hey, you know I don't really fuck with nobody, man, but I want to respect the brother for giving me a shout-out, man, because I don't know him, you know what I mean? So for him to shout me out, you know, that speak volumes to me, I appreciate that, brother, you know what I mean? But other than that, Monsters Radio is what I'm on right now, but everybody else, I don't know you, so I don't want to shout you out. You know what I mean?
That's your J.J. moment. What you got for us, man?
Sugar.
Bumpy or Stallion.
Oh, Lord have mercy, that Jay Dirty. You know me, I like to shout out to everybody, that way I don't miss nobody. You can link up with me and find out about me and Facebook me all from monstrousradio.com. That's where I am if you want to see this beautiful face. I'm out.
Chill out before you get pregnant.
You know, Y'all know how I do. Thanks, everybody, who not only tuned in, not only liked the links to the show, but that also shared them. Hey, Big Monster salute to all y'all. I'm going to go ahead and get into this music. I got shit to do. Yes, you can get Juice G's link to iTunes on Monsters Radio. Just go to the feature artist page. You can get links to his music, video, and all that other stuff. So that's what they do. Feature artist, monstrousradio.com. This is Stax McCain. It's called Hating On Me, featuring Black Tim. And after that, I got some Jay Dirty. Knock with us. Y'all have a good night, y'all. And if you go out tonight and drink, you're an alcoholic, because who the fuck goes out drinking on a Monday night? But either way, don't drink and drive, not because I'm trying to be in your business, because I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow.
World where niggas ain't hating on you. You gotta be grateful, you need haters. What the fuck are you complaining about? What the fuck do you think a hater's job is? To fucking hate, so let them motherfuckers do their goddamn job. What the fuck is you complaining about? Ladies, if you got 14 women hating on you, you need to figure out how the fuck to get to 16 before the summer gets here. What the fuck is you mad about? Fellas, if you got 20 haters, you need 40 of them motherfuckers.
Nowadays, niggas catch it like an STD. And nowadays, a lay hater is a thing to be. I'm on my cat with shit. Feel free to hate on me. Feel free to hate on me. Feel free to hate on me. Feel free to hate on me.
After this is Dopniki called Section. Who we? This is called Why You Hating On Me.
Tell me why you hating on me. Always talking down by dirty in the streets. You don't even know me, dog. Ain't that some shit? Quit worrying about mine, worry about your own shit. Tell me why you hating on me. Always talking down by dirty in the streets.
You don't even know me, dawg, ain't that some shit? Quit worrying about mine, worry about your own shit, for real. Tell me why you hating on me. Always talking down by dirty in the streets. You don't even know me, dawg, ain't that some shit? Quit worrying about mine, worry about your own shit. They always in my business trying to figure what I do. They acting like some stalkers doing what some stalkers do. Why you mad at me, hater? I can see you mugging. You talk a lot of shit about me, but you ain't saying nothing. How you gonna be mad at me? Cause my name wasn't. Been working hard off the muzzle, dog, straight bucket. This liquor got me in my zone, I'm kinda pissed off. Cause these haters on my dick and they won't get off. Too many snakes in the skies, why I don't fuck with people? I befriend them, knife in my back like we wasn't even people. But that's just how it goes, dog, haters here and there. That's why I stay solo when I roll anywhere. Tell me why you hating on me. Always talking down by dirty in the streets. You don't even know me, dawg, ain't that some shit? Quit worrying about mine, worry about your own shit. Tell me why you hating on me. Always talking down by dirty in the streets. You don't even know me, dawg, ain't that some shit? Quit worrying about mine, worry about your own shit. I never entertain haters cause they just want attention. They just some straight up hoes and I ain't even with it. So watch me swerve on them, dawg, cause I ain't got time for petty shit. I'm a grown man getting mine. I stay pouring up a cup to get my mind right. So when these haters talk crazy, I can just fall back. Yeah, I'm silly with it, but I mean what I say. I stand on principle so I could die any day. You out here flexing for them hoes, that ain't even cool. Don't be mad at me, partner, I'm just telling the truth.
This is your girl Amora, and you are rocking with E Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True Beyond.